Proverbs 11:24 says, "There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty." We understand the intent of the words by the context. "There is that scattereth" is not promoting careless spending or bad stewardship. Wasteful spending is unwise and can be sinful in most cases. This isn't teaching you not to have a budget, but it is telling you to budget savings for the purpose of helping others. This isn't just some man or woman of means tossing money out the car window or out of a building down onto the street. This person scattereth in contradiction to the one that withholdeth more than his meat. The one that scattereth is just a giver. Here is an example of Paul's teaching on supporting the weak as he quotes Jesus in Acts 20:35, saying, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." A man should labor in order to not only pay his own way and earn his own meals, but a man should then be a giver. Such a man or woman is wise as they understand that there is a blessing that results from being a giver and not always a taker or a hoarder. Sadly, I believe it's a safe observation to say that most people withholdeth more than is meet, and then they wonder why they're always having financial difficulties. Such people usually don't withhold by placing it in savings either. People who are not of a giving spirit usually spend their money and actually do scatter their means, but it's all spent on themselves. So they withhold from others, but not from themselves. So in reality, they also withhold more than they should from the Lord's work, to missions giving, or paying for Bibles and tracts to send to missionaries, or donating to the local inner city missions and so forth. They do that so they can spend it on themselves for wants and not for needs. I think you get the picture of the two opposite types of people in this proverb, but notice that it seems counterintuitive. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. You might think that the giver would eventually run out of extra to give. And then you might also think that the one withholding more than his meat would end up with wealth hoarded up. But that's just not how things work. And at this point, some might point out the exception, that there are those misers who pinch their pennies and hoard up large amounts of money. But do you know that most of these people live lives of poverty? It's as though they live in such fear of losing their wealth that they subject themselves to poverty, even as they have plenty stashed in the bank and in deposit boxes and even hid in various secret locations. In other words, with few exceptions, you just can't win by being a tightwad. You either lose what you hoard, or what you hoard will become an obsession that ruins you. On the other hand, Jesus tells us in Luke 6:38, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." Now that isn't economics 101, it's Biblenomics 101. It's a spiritual law. It's not something you can calculate or even formulate, but it's something you can observe in people. And this isn't just something you do at Christmas time when the spirit of giving is a bit contagious. A lot of missions and missionaries struggle from February to October because the spigot is turned off until the so-called holiday season comes around again. And it's not even just about missions and missionaries. We have opportunities to give to those in need right in our own families, our own local churches, our own neighborhoods. And if you don't find them there, always be looking for opportunities to give. And it's not always about money. You can give your time, talents, skills. Ours should be a lifestyle of giving of our time, talents, skills, and yes, money, as the Lord opens the door and provides opportunities for giving.